I shuffled my way into the saloon. I made my way to the bar, sidling myself between two men like a cow shoving its way to the feed trough.
Beer!
I gathered up a beer, turned my back to the bar to take in the room. The man beside me knocked back a shot.
By damn, that's whiskey by any man's standard.
He was a drawn-up little fella, hidden beneath the slouching brim of a large hat. He wore suspenders and farmer's boots with mule ear tugs. He looked like a freighter or such.
That's just awful enough to do the trick.
Well, seems like a painful way to go.
Beats the hell out of stringing wire.
Why, huh?
Oh, I've been stringing barbed wire for good night. If it's left up to him, he'll fence off all hell and creation.
To hell with wire.
Can't say as I like it, but it's a living.
That ain't living.
There wasn't a thing he could say to that. He kept making sure of having to look up at me, and I knew what was coming, or at least where the conversation was headed. I stood 6'3" in my sock feet. I wish I could say I was handsome, but that isn't true. My nose was way too long, and my black curly hair was a mop that defied taming. I was a tall, thin, big-jointed man. Never seemed to find a shirt with the sleeves long enough. But when I was a boy, my mom had always told me I was all feet and hands. I might not win any beauty contest, but I'd grown into those feet and hands enough to give anybody that didn't like my looks a damn good licking.
You ever get lightheaded up there?
If I pissed on you, would you believe it was raining?
Easy. I was just funning you. My name's Whiskey Pete.
Nate Reynolds.
Glad to know you. Hey, have one on me.
Pete offered me the bottle as a peace offering.
No, thanks. You can burn a lantern with that. Why don't you drink the good stuff?
Or not enough to it. Oh, that city stuff is sneaky. You drink it, and the next morning you're all sick and pained. I'll drink honest trader whiskey.
Honest how?
Well, it's up front. It pains you just to drink it.
Who's hiring now?
Oh, they're fixing to start the general roundup south of the Canadian this week. Find O.J. Weirin. He's range boss for the Lazy F. He's somewhere in town, and I heard he's needing hands.
Thanks. I got other places to be.
Billy was still missing, but I found Andy standing at the back door of the place. His attention was on something outside. I walked up and peered over his shoulder into the dark.
What are you looking at?
It's a bear.
Oh, yeah. You all shitting. Let me see.
It was pitch black behind that saloon. All I could make out was what looked like a dog cowered up in a trash pile a few feet outside the door.
Damn dog is what it is.
Something came at me out of the dark. Something as big as a bear.
Ah! Oh, oh, yeah!
I traveled all the way to the middle of the room before I stopped to look back. I didn't like being attacked out of the dark. But I regained my courage at the sight of Andy standing calmly before the door.
What in the Sam hell was that?
I told you, it's a bear.
I walked back up and Andy stepped aside and permitted me another view out the door. Cautiously, I peered out. Sure enough, there was a small black bear standing at the end of a chain. He didn't look so scary once I could see what he was.
Doesn't that beat all?
Why the hell they got that bear tied up?
I guess to look at.
Somebody ought to shoot him.
I like looking at him. I'd like to own them.
What would you do with a bear?
I'd dress him up in a suit, teach him to smoke cigars, and play poker.
That boy wasn't all there.